Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
I hope that you are with your loved ones tonight. You get warm and cozy. Valentine's, Schmalentine's. Well, what the hell? Nothing wrong with it. You show a little love. There's nothing wrong with love. If it wasn't for love, well, the human beings would never have evolved into the species we are today. Sadly to say, if it wasn't for hate, we wouldn't have evolved into the species we are today, too. But that's the way it always is. For every frick, there's a frack. I don't know. I didn't invent the laws of the frickin' universe. I didn't invent anything. I just understand how it works. But in any event, we are still dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. We do not give a damn what the cost is. This is our freedom. Freedom ain't cheap, I'll give you that, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right. You want to be a part of the program tonight? 646-716-7978. And we will take calls in the second hour, as always. Or unless something happens, then we either go early or later. But if you do want to speak, make sure you press the number one. Also, remember, if you do have a story out there where you've been tyrannized in any way, and I do not care by who, doesn't matter to me. Doctors, lawyers, judges, cops, Walmart greeters, I don't give a damn. You've been tyrannized, you got a story, get it out there. Well, go on Facebook, type in the captain, it shows up, news personality, send me a message. Tell me you've been tyrannized, you got to get on the show, you got to talk about it. Well, you climb aboard, you get your story out. Look at your voice, it's important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard, damn it. All right, we got a lot to get through here tonight, and of course I never shut up. Maybe that's why I got a talk show, because I talk. It'd be pretty boring if I got on the air and did nothing but read. Not out loud, but just read. But we do have a lot to get through here tonight. There are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there. The number seems to be growing that are just desperate to take away your freedom. Why? I don't know. But I'm sick and tired of them. But there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom shipped away! Yeah, well, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Post and make, shift colors! All right, now. Scuttlebutt of the day. Good God. You know, it's coming to tear, man. It's unfortunate, but it's here. I remember when I was in a kid in junior high. Then another time I heard it again when I was in high school. I never really gave it a whole lot of I didn't really give it a whole lot. I thought, this crap can't come into our lifetime. See, I thought the year 2000 was never gonna come. And then one day I realized, hey man, I'm only gonna be, like 34. Well, when you're a kid, 34 is like Jesus Christmas, man. Give it up, dude. 65? Oh man. Say goodnight. The older you get, it's like 65? That ain't too bad. That's all right. Oh, yeah. 70? Sure. That's not a problem. 80? Bad. No problem. I got you covered. Good God. But I never thought that it would really come to our lifetime. I thought it was way distant in the future. I did not believe that it was going to come in our lifetime. Well, I've been talking about this for, a long time. Because it's no longer in the future. It's now in the present. And has been. It's also in the history. Now, what the hell am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about microchipping. Now, you can equate this to the 666 number of the beast. You can do that. It's still part of it. Whether you want to subscribe into that or not, it's still there. And it has one common goal. And what is that goal? Oh, well, they tell you, it's for Alzheimer's patients because they wander. So you put a microchip in them and they get out of place. Well, you can just, look at your watch and you can see exactly where they are, their GPS coordinates, and you can go save them. Well, here's an idea. Well, if they've got these Alzheimer's and they got all these diseases and all this, why don't you have somebody pay attention to them for like 24/7? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, but nobody wants to do that. No. But now they got these. I've seen this. This is ridiculous. They got these. Now, I'm not a father, but I mean, I do understand humanity. I've been around kids. I was a kid. We all know how human beings are. But they have this rocker for babies, the crib. And it does everything. If the baby wakes up, it plays this lullaby, and it starts to like rock or whatever, and puts the thing to sleep. So, isn't that supposed to be like the parent's job? Not for nothing, but see, parents though, they don't want to be. People are just so self-absorbed, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at, and I don't know. Everything is just a mess. This whole planet is a mess. Everything is screwed up. There isn't one country that isn't screwed up. I don't think there's one human being that isn't screwed up. We're all screwed up. But this microchipping, first of all, it's always under the guise of some kind of safety and some kind of this, some kind of that. And they start down at the bottom and they just keep working their way up, whittling away until they got you. There's nothing you can do. And we keep falling into the same trap. History does repeat itself. Human beings will continue to fall into the trap time after time after time after time after time after time. And unfortunately, again, I did not invent the human being. I just know how these dumb bastards work. And the only way human beings can resolve their conflicts is unless they go to frickin' war. Why? I don't know. I think there's a whole big bunch of different reasons that you could make the argument for as to there's no need to go to war. But when the other side does attack you, I mean, it's, you know, what are you supposed to do? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Apologize for getting into the way of their bullets and bombs? What the hell are you supposed to do? Well, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people don't understand a lot of things. A lot of people don't understand a lot of people. But this microchipping is real. And it's only a matter of time. And I know it's at the end of the story, but I'm going to bring it up now. Where they're going to start doing the military. As soon as you join the military, they're going to give you a chip. Well, this way we can track you if you ever get lost in the battlefield. Well, that makes the soldier feel all warm and fuzzy. Well, if I ever get lost, at least they can find me. But that's not what it's really about. Yeah, they could use that as a tool. But that's not what it's really about. These microchips are in there for one reason and one reason only. Any ideas? Huh? That's right. To control you. They can control everything about you. They don't like you? Well, guess what? Well, pissed us off. So now we're just going to get into our little computer here, the little master computer, push a few buttons, and oh, look at that. Your bank account is frozen. You can't eat. You can't buy food. You can't do nothing, man. Can't buy gasoline. Can't buy electricity to put in your Prius. What are you going to do? Got to resort to crime. You resort to crime, guess what happens? Well, they capture you. You go to jail. But now they really have control over you. So make damn sure you don't get out of line. Well, I know I should be going to my VA. I'm scared. Because I don't trust the government. I do trust the VA help, the doctors and nurses and everybody. I gotta say, they treated me very well, very nice, very good, and I spent a lot of time in there. I hate hospitals. I hate spending the night in hospitals, but when you gotta spend 9 days at a pop. That's ridiculous. Over a week in the hospital is just, it's just killer. And then you go 9 days, it's murder. It's too much, man. I hate it. You got to lay in bed all day. You're trying to take a walk. You can't. You got all this crap hooked up into your veins. And if you do want to walk, you got to walk around with this goddamn apparatus. Got wheels on it, but it's just a pain in the ass, and it gets locked and bumping into things. Trying to take a pee, and you're peeing all over all these wires and tubes. And I mean, nobody needs that crap. I hate hospitals. I hate going into doctors and all that stuff. I hate it. I just don't. I don't even like to even walk or drive by a hospital. Not that I have anything against doctors, because they can do some wonderful things, especially like, you know, life-threatening injuries. They can save you. But I just don't like being in there, because if I'm in there, that means I got some kind of life-threatening injury where I need to be in there. So if I'm not in there, hey, you know, I got no problems. I'm not sick. I'm not dying. I'm not injured. It's a beautiful day. Well, now there is a Nevada senator. Now, as much as I mean, I do agree with this bill, but this is fruitless. It's a fruitless bill, man. It's fruitless. It's going to do no good. It's going to, well, it might drum up a couple of votes in your district the next time it goes around. Up comes election day and you're up again. But that's all it's really going to get. It's not going to do a whole hell of a lot. Because with these microchips, once it starts, man, they do have companies. I do know a couple of countries, and I'm sure that in the United States they have them, and I'm sure there's a lot of people here in the United States that have been chipped. Companies use them. You know, you can walk in, and that's your, you know, it says it recognizes who you are, and you can walk through the door. Well, that's safety. That's security. Well, maybe so, but you got a chip in your hand. Think about that. They can do anything with that chip. And who knows who can go behind you? You know, they got these machines. These, like, they're handheld, and you could go up to somebody's wallet and you could zap off all their credit card information. You don't have to take it out of the wallet. They can read it. So who's to say they couldn't do something like that in your chip? Just read your information, get in there, hack it, do whatever they want to with it, steal your money, change everything around, change your blood type, you go in there, you're bleeding, they give you, you know, B negative, you're A positive, now you're dead. Nobody knew, no, nothing. I mean, I know it's a little extreme, but I mean, you don't know. Plus, I just don't want no chip in my body. That's unnatural. I don't like it. I'm not going to do it. That's why I'm afraid to go into the veterans, because I know it's only a matter of time before they get the military to do it. Then I go into the VA, go to the hospital. I'm afraid to get sick. Thank God I haven't had pneumonia in a few years. That crap again. I got to go to the oh, we're going to put a little chip in you. No, you're not. Well, you go to sleep. Well, I'm going to dig it out. I'll carve it out with a friggin' pocket knife. I'll carve it out with a goddamn dinner fork. I'll bite it out. State Senator Becky Harris said a bill to prohibit forced microchipping of people is not as far-fetched as it may seem. Because, she says, it happens in some places around the world. Well, it's already here, and I understand the bill is to prohibit people from being forced to do it. So it's they're going to start off by making it voluntary. Okay. But then it's going to turn to this. You can't do that without this. You know, it's coming, people. It's coming. And a lot sooner than, well, at least than I thought. I thought it was not going to be in my lifetime, but it's here. This is ridiculous, people. We need to put an end to this. Now, do we got to go to war to put an end to this? I mean, where are we really headed? And what is progress? And how much progress is, and is there such a thing called over progress? I think that's what we're doing. if there is such a thing, is we are over-progressing, which is dangerous, just as dangerous as under-progressing. Same as speeding. You're on a freeway. You're going 100 miles an hour. Everybody's going 55. Well, that's a pretty good chance you're going to run into somebody. You're going 25 into 55. Yeah, it's a pretty good chance somebody's going to run into you. Move your ass. That's what's happening. And I think, I hate to say it, but I think we are headed straight to a war. Who's going to be fighting who? Well, it's going to be everybody fighting everybody. That's going to be the damn problem. Who's the enemy? Who's your friend? Who's your friend? Who's your foe? Oh, my goodness, I don't know. I mean, and for what? What are we going to gain? What is going to be the outcome? I mean, what is going to be won? What is there to win? What is it when you win? What's the prize? What do you get? What is that prize? What is that big prize? Whoever's going to win this next war, what do you win? Is it just pride of killing more people than they killed of you? Is that it? Just pride? Senate Bill 109 would make it a Class C felony to require someone to be implanted with a radio frequency identifier, such as the microchips that are placed in your pet. Which I'm not doing that. I don't put a collar around my pet either. I don't put any collars. I don't put any microchips. Let them live like an animal, like they should. But a Class C felony, I don't know what the hell that is. Well, she says, as I begin to look into the issue, I was surprised with the merit that I believe the issue was. She said, sales of radio frequency identifiers are escalating around the world, and a company in Australia, as of June 2016, sold more than 10,000 implantable chips with do-it-yourself kits. Do-it-yourself kits. Each kit costs around $100. I guess now you could go into the, your local drugstore, pick up a kit. Microchip yourself and includes a tag and an ejection tool. So it helps you out. Make sure that you inject it properly. You know somebody's going to be sticking it into places that they probably shouldn't be sticking it in. Imagine trying to pay for your groceries. A little embarrassing. It's like, anybody got a towel over here? I got to pay for my groceries. I mean, look, human beings are human beings. You know they'd do it. You know that they would. You know that they would. But I understand where this bill is coming from. But it doesn't stop anything. It just stops people from being... right now, just forced. This is this isn't even a Band-Aid. It's not even putting your finger over it. It's like putting a leaf over a cut. A leaf. What's that going to do? It's not going to do much. Enough blood rises up, well, the leaf floats and it falls off your finger. This does absolutely nothing, even though I understand where she's coming from, but... If you're going to do something that has any merit, has any weight, you block it, period. Microchipping completely outlawed in the United States, period. And if you do it, well, it's not a Class C felony. It's a whatever the top felony it is. I don't know what felony class that would be. Now, if you had a bill like that, okay, that's a bill. That's a bill with merit. That's a bill with weight. That's a bill that says something, that actually does something. This does absolutely nothing. Once people start using it, and now look how much control and power I can have over these people. Hey, well, let's start over here. Let's do this. We'll start off slow. If we force it into people, then they'll rebel. We'll go, you know, then we'll never do it. So we'll start off. We'll get sycophants to make the little commercial. See how great and wonderful it is? Look at me. Look how easy this is. I can now get into my office. I don't need any keys. I can pay for my groceries. I don't need to wear need to carry my wallet. It's got my driver's license. It's got everything I need right here. If I ever get Alzheimer's and I got lost, well, my family can find me because it's got GPS coordinates. No, it's not for your family to find you. It's for the government to find you. People, wake up. That's what this is really all about. This is all about controlling you, having power over you. It has nothing to do with this crap. Where is this nonsense? Now listen to this crap. There was no total opposition to the bill, though some witnesses said the technology could help patients with dementia. How is it going to help the patient? They're still going to have dementia. Some Alzheimer's patients wander away. They just wander away. Well, that's why you have somebody, you know, paying attention to them. You know, I know it sucks, but, you know, there are some people that need a guardian 24/7. That means people have to take care of people. The technology can be used to help find them quickly. Well, again, you know, pay attention to your job. Pay attention to them. I mean, but this is where the guy was asking one of the senators if pilots are microchipped so the rescuers can find them if the plane crashes. Military officials never said anything, but I'm sure that there are probably some that are. I mean, again, I understand, you know, it could be helpful, but with technology, It can also be used as a tool, but it can also be used as a weapon. It can be used against you, and that's what this is. They want you to believe it's going to help you, and they want you to believe that it's going to be so great and wonderful with this chip. No, it's not. I mean, if you got to be told of why, well, then go get your chip. Go get your chip. Be your little sheep. This is why I think we are over progressing. It's because the technology is getting out of control. There's too much technology. It's too much. And the technology we're creating is not really helping us. It's hurting us. We need to change our technology and change what we're using our technology for. But before we can do that, we must first change our mindset. And the mindset that we have in this country, and for that matter, all over the world, is everybody wants to be in control of everybody else except themselves. Nobody wants to be in control of themselves, because then they're going to have to be responsible. If something goes down, they don't want to take the heat. Everybody wants to be in control of everybody. What's all of this control? People, what are you going to get with all this control? I don't know. But now, moving on. Oh, God. Now, Maxine Waters. Really, sweetheart. Nancy Pelosi is you know, she is the queen dummy. You have turned out to be her twin sister, for God's sakes. You are so dumb. Why are you in Congress? The Congress, somebody in Congress, the Democratic Party, look at the stupid that you have in the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's everybody saying this land is our land. Oh, look, there's the moon. Oh.
Frank Johnson, with a straight face now. A straight face. Asked a four-star general. Now, a four-star general. Okay, some of these four-star generals get there because they're paper pushers and they got contacts or whatever. They're office generals. But this was a highly decorated general. He got them stars, you know, because he had to earn those stars. And they're not easy to get. And Hank Johnson had the audacity, the sheer stupidity, the lack of respect, the lack of knowledge of this general, what it means to be a general, to ask this man, in a professional setting, it was a hearing, asking a general, in his mind, a serious question, and wanted to have a serious answer. Wanting to know that if you put too many people on the island of Guam, that it would tip over and capsize. I'm sorry, but if it were me, he were to ask me that question, being a four-star general, I don't care that he's a congressman, I would have lost it. I would have laid into him. How dare you ask me such a stupid question? Do you not see these stars on my shoulders? I did not get these stars because I was an idiot, because I was a fool. Only an idiot, only a fool would take that question as a serious, legitimate question and then answer it. I refuse to answer it. That would be my answer. But I know, I mean, the general, he, you know, he was like, oh, my God. He kept his cool and answered the question, but somebody in Congress has to say, wait a minute, if somebody's going to ask a question like that, and they do believe in their heart of hearts that it's a genuine, legitimate question, if they're not fit to be in Congress, we got to get them out. And Maxine Waters, oh my Lord, a living. This woman, I mean, Jesus Christmas, I mean, so starved for attention now. She's on this Trump impeachment bandwagon. She's running off with her mouth about things she has no idea. She thinks Vladimir Putin is invading Korea. I guess she meant to say Crimea. She has no idea. Blaming Donald Trump and the Russians ganging up on the Democrats and hacking into their computers and conspiring. I mean, I don't know how people can honestly believe that crap, but they do. I mean, I just can't for the life of me believe how people could buy into this, how people could be that naive, that gullible, that obtuse, that you would allow yourself buy into this. First of all, it wasn't the Russians or the Donald Trump team that hacked into the DNC computers. That was an inside job. Not only that, they also hacked in, WikiLeaks hacked in. It was very easy. John Podesta is stupid enough to use the word password as his password. And then he writes it down and he gives it to him. He got caught with a bogus email. That's naive. That's incompetent. He should have known better. And then he goes to change it. And what does he do? He doesn't change it. He keeps everything the same. Writes it in there. The hackers are like, oh, thanks, dude. They go in. They hack his email. Nobody wants to talk about the content of the email. They just want to talk about, oh, that they were hacked. So what does that mean? You were hacked. Oh, but they didn't have anybody to blame it on because they couldn't blame it on themselves because they know damn good and well it was one of them that did it. So let's just blame the Russians. Blame the Russians and tag Donald Trump into the middle of it. And they did it, and there's a lot of people that buy into it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's just so far-fetched. It's so ridiculous. But then they tell you, well, how can you be, you know, so how could you not believe this? Well, because I'm not an idiot. Donald Trump and the Russians are not conspiring against the Democrats. It's the American people that are conspiring against the Democrats because we're fed up with their crap. Fed up with the nonsense. The lies. The stupid. But Congress, somebody in Congress, I mean, come on, do your job. If somebody's not fit to be in Congress, they need to be out. Maxine Waters, Hank Johnson, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, those on the right, Mitch McConnell, John McShane, Lindsey Graham, Speaker of the House, I don't trust him. Paul Ryan, I don't trust that dude. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. We need a new speaker. We need a new speaker. We should have done better in the election with the Congress. We voted too many rhinos back in. Well, you know, in 2 years, if things start working with Trump, these rhinos are gone, and they deserve to go. So if you are a Republican, a conservative, somebody who wants to do right, and they're sick and tired of the rhinos doing the wrong, well, it's time to get down to that their local election office there, sign your name up, get yourself a campaign manager, go door to door if you have to, start knocking on doors. Hello, I'm running for office. I'm going to help you. Oh, okay, I'll vote for you. You got to do it. You can challenge John McShane. I don't care how old he is. I don't care how long he's been in the Senate. Mitch McConnell? I don't care how long these people have been in the Senate. You can challenge them. Oh, you can't challenge Paul Ryan because he's the Speaker of the House. That wouldn't be right to challenge him. What do you mean it wouldn't be right? It wouldn't be right to keep him in. Oh, you can't do that. That goes against, you know, our unwritten policy. Oh, it's unwritten. I'm not following it. I got a right to run. If I want to run for office, I got a right to run for office. Don't give me this crap just because somebody won that you're not allowed to challenge them because it goes against some unwritten Republican policy, some party policy? No. This is about the American people. American people deserve a choice. They can stay with the crap. Or they can elect somebody else. Give them a shot. If they turn to crap, well, they're out and somebody else comes in. Eventually, somebody's going to figure it out if they want to get reelected to stop doing crap. And it's up to the American people to decide who gets in office. Not the party. Not the party. Screw your parties. I hate parties. You know that? If you've ever listened to this show, you know I hate them. I don't believe in them. I'll never be a member of a party. They're for corruption and corruption purposes only. And that's it. Republican, Democrat, Independent, you name it. Well, this past Sunday, which just was aggravating, annoying, irritating, I was bored out of my head. No football, man, nothing. No baseball, no NASCAR, nothing. I hate these weeks. I know we still got a couple weeks left before the Daytona 500. But that first week after the Super Bowl is, you just don't know what to do. That first Sunday is like, you know, your body is, you've been so used to, you know, having football on all day. And on the Super Bowl, you have it on all day. I mean, the pregame is all day. And then to just have it just go cold turkey, no nothing. And you got to wait till friggin' September. I mean, it's just like your body. It takes a while to adjust, man. It's like, you know, like a diver when he gets the bends. That's what, you know, that's what football fans are going through right now. We're going through the friggin' bends. Got to wait till this, you know, calms down a little bit. but it's irritating. But anyway, this past Sunday, if you were, well, an idiot, you'd be watching MSNBC. Well, if you were on Sunday, and you were even a bigger idiot by watching AM Joy, oh my God, this woman is terrible. Thus, maybe that's probably why she's on MSNBC. But it doesn't really matter what I think. Matters what, well, the public thinks. Well, Maxine Waters was on there discussing all of her calls to impeach Donald Trump. Gotta impeach him. Gotta be impeached. I mean, he's been in office for 2 hours, and they gotta impeach him. They were talking about impeachment before he was even sworn in. They were already talking impeaching. How can you impeach somebody? They haven't even done anything yet. Oh, that's right. He did. Yeah, he was saving jobs before he was even sworn in. So let's impeach him, bastard. Well, this Joy, I guess her name is Joy Reid. I mean, if you watch the interview, I'm not going to play it because it is painful. First of all, she comes slobbering all over this Maxine Waters. I mean, this host, it was pathetic. I mean, it was just, it was too much. And it's like, sweetheart, Maxine Waters is an idiot. And all of this admiration and praise and all this is, first of all, not warranted. And it's fake and it's phony. And it's pathetic and it hurts. It's painful to watch. But I watched the stupid interview, so I know what the hell I'm talking about here tonight. I mean, it was nauseating. I mean, it took me forever to watch it because I kept having to take breaks. It was painful. It was torture. Well, this idiot host . This is what she said. And you have gone all the way there talking using the I word with Donald Trump about impeachment. And of course, Maxine, no, yes. No, she jumps right into there. And the host says, do you stand by that? And what would he be impeached for in your view? Well, first of all, Ms. Reid, in order to have a view, you must have a mind. Maxine Waters has no mind. She has no view. But this is what Maxine Waters said. Now here, I'm going to repeat the question and then I'm going to answer it. It said, do you stand by that and what would he be impeached for in your view? She goes, yes. I have led in talking about impeachment. And some people led in talking about impeachment. That means you're the only one talking about impeachment. And what do you mean you're leading the way on the talk about impeachment? Impeachment for what? Well, she asked the question, and well, here's the answer, or the non-answer, I should say. Yes, I have led in talking about impeachment. And some people say, well, it's too early for that. It's never too early if you understand how dangerous this man really is. Really, how dangerous is he? How dangerous is he there, Miss Waters? Huh? I do believe that there is a connection between the Ukraine and Donald Trump and, of course, Russia. There's a connection between the Ukraine and Donald Trump and, of course, Russia. What connection could that possibly be, for the love of God? Where are they getting this stuff from? And why are they getting it? She says, I think that he colluded. Now listen to this. I think that he colluded with Putin during the election, and that hacking and everything that took place. Well, what does that mean? Everything that took place. So, wait a minute. Everything that took place during the election was designed, manufactured, and orchestrated by Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. All the hacking. So Donald Trump, I guess, you know, him being a multi-billionaire and all, you know, he's probably got the number to Vladimir. Hey, Vladdy, what are you doing here, old buddy? Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but, I'm running for president here. Why don't you and me, why don't we get together? Because we both hate the Clintons. And let's tamper with the election and hack into their emails. And, let's have some fun during the election. What do you say, old buddy? All right, okay, no problem. I mean, this is how people think. This is what they think. This is what they think. My God. Donald Trump is colluding with Vladimir Putin and the Russians to go after the Democrats, hack into their computers. People, think about that. It doesn't make any sense, but yet, I think he colluded with Putin during the election, and that hacking, first of all, was an inside job. And maybe, a few people in the DNC would have done a better job at, securing your systems, they wouldn't have been hacked. But they were hacked. Maybe they were hacked for a reason. I mean, who knows? I still think it was an inside job. Who knows who it was? Who cares? The content of what it was is important. Now, if it was hacked by the Russians, yeah, that is a problem. But really, where is the real evidence? Where's the real evidence? We haven't really seen it, have we? Well, no. But people believe it. Because they heard it. They heard it. A politician said it in an interview. So it's got to be true. She goes on, I think that it's there. We just have to dig deeper. Do the investigation and find it. Think about this. I want to read it one more time. I think that it's there, whatever that is. I guess that means the smoking gun, the evidence that they're looking for that links Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump conspiring together to take over the world. That it's there. We just have to dig deeper, do the investigation, and find it. Well, no, sweetheart, you need to understand something. You don't do an investigation to find something. You find something, then you do the investigation, and of course you find more. But you don't do an investigation just to find something because you think it might be there or you want it to be there. You have to have a reason. You don't have a reason. And what would he be impeached for? We still didn't hear the answer. Is it because he conspired with Donald or conspired with Vladimir Putin? And they hacked into the DNC computers. That's why he needs to be impeached. Well, good luck approving that one, sweetheart. The Democrats are going to do everything they can to impeach Donald Trump, but they don't have the numbers. They don't have the numbers. They just don't have the numbers. Not even with the rhinos, they don't have the numbers. They're trying to draw up any kind of support that they can get, and no one's really paying attention to them. And that's why they're getting, well, more and more bizarre, more, well, there's a reason why they're getting more. That's another reason why they're getting violent. They're getting more violent. They're getting more louder. They're getting more just crazy. I mean, bizarre stuff. Crazy stuff. I mean, they're blaming him for everything. And now we got, now, I mean, it doesn't matter what he does or anybody that is in his cabinet. Whatever they do is, well, Michael Flynn, he was a general. This to me is like a whole big bunch of really nothing. I read this and I'm like, okay, well, you know, if he violated whatever he violated, okay, fine, not supposed to do it, whatever rules and regulations that they have for whatever reason that they have them. Okay, fine. But they're using this now, and as soon as I read it, I went, oh my God, now they got another reason to link, you know, Donald Trump and his administration with Russia. General Flynn, I guess it was yesterday, resigned abruptly. And he's a national security advisor, okay? People, relax. He's got a million of them. The president has a million national security advisors. It's not just him. He's got a lot of them. Well, evidently, the Justice Department informed the White House that it believed he could be subject to blackmail. Oh, kind of like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all the other Democrats. The resignation also came after previous disclosures that General Flynn had misled Vice President Mike Pence and other senior officials about his communications with a Russian ambassador to the United States. So he's got an ambassador to the United States. Well, Pence went out and he repeated this false information on television. Oh, now it makes everybody look blah, 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 whatever. He says, unfortunately, because of the fast pace of events, I inadvertently briefed the vice president-elect and others with incomplete information regarding my phone calls with the Russian ambassador. I have sincerely apologized to the president and vice president, and they've accepted my apology. That was part of his letter. Well, this is what really just doesn't, I mean, it just, to me, just seems like a whole lot of just more nothing than anything. Well, there is an act called the Logan Act from 1799. Well, the law evidently bars unauthorized citizens from negotiating with foreign governments. Okay. Here's the thing. Even if he did negotiate, I guess this was over sanctions or something, and they have these tapes. Somebody leaked the tapes. There's a leaker out there. And they're Obama administration hanger-oners. But even if he did do that, okay, really, what is the real crime? He can negotiate all he wants to. It's not going to be legitimate. The deal's not going to go through. He's not authorized to negotiate. The deal's not going to go through. Okay, there might be a little punishment, but I mean, what is the real harm? Well, I mean, I don't know. But why would this general negotiate deals with Russia knowing full well that, first of all, when he did this, he was not a security advisor. And probably had no idea that he was going to be selected to be a security advisor. And he can't negotiate. He just can't do it. So why would he do it? That doesn't even make any sense. This general does not seem like to be an idiot. So why would he negotiate these so-called sanctions knowing full well none of it's going to go through? It doesn't make any sense. Well, there was an intelligence official last week, I guess, that told NBC that they had found nothing that Flynn did that was illegal. Other than he had a conversation or conversations with an ambassador from Russia to the United States. What were they talking about? I mean, I don't know. There's speculation that he was talking about sanctions. Well, I don't know. They're upset at the leaker. So there is a leaker within the Donald Trump camp that's leaking this information. Okay. That's right. If there is a leaker, yeah. If there was a hacker, yeah. They got to be found. They got to be punished. Yeah, I mean, you just can't do it. But let's look at the content. Look at the content of the information that was leaked that came out of the Democrats. Well, it's pretty damning. This having conversations with an ambassador, probably a friend of his. He knows a lot of people, especially in Russia. Well, a lot of the Russians were, ambassadors and different officials. They weren't too happy. They liked him, and they were looking forward to actually getting. Look, believe it or not, I think the Russians really want to have, a relationship with the United States as well. They don't want to be at war with the United States. They're not that dumb. They'll be at a Cold War with them. You know, that's fun to them. But they don't want to be in a real war with them or with us. And I certainly hope we don't want to be. I know the Democrats want to be at war with them. I mean, Democrats, they hate war. Oh, no, unless they start it, like Vietnam. Ugh. This world is a mess, I'm telling you. This whole planet. But I don't see this whole Flynn thing. I don't see this being a to-do. I really don't. I don't see a lot of to-dos here. I don't... Now, the leaker, probably more than likely a hanger-oner from the Obama administration. And what are they trying to do? I don't know. Trying to undermine the president any way and every way possible. And that's all that this is about. There's no real legitimate complaint here. And now they're going after this Kellyanne Conway. Well, you know, I mean, Kellyanne Conway likes to talk to the media. And the media loves talking to her. No matter what she says, they're going to use it against her. Now, does she stop talking to the media? Well... That's just going to make them look like they won. But it doesn't matter what she says. They're still going to, you know, they're still going to go after her. Evidently, she had said something on, I think it was Fox and Friends. She said, go buy Ivanka's stuff. Because we all know Nordstrom's now got rid of Ivanka's line, and somebody else did it too, and it's like, why? Why? I mean, what are you really going, what is, I mean, what does that say? What does that really, really say? It just says you're an idiot, you're a jerk. But what does that really say? Because you somebody that you didn't like got elected. Say that Barack Obama has his daughters that were older, and one of them just happened to have clothing line. And if Nordstrom's were to drop Obama's daughter's line, I mean, how long do you think Nordstrom's would stay in business? Do you think that would happen? That'd be racist. Well, how can this happen? Where is the outrage? Well, screw Nordstrom's. Number one, and I hope they tank. I hope people don't buy their crap. Well, she said, go buy Ivanka's stuff. It's a wonderful line. I own some of it. I'm going to give a free commercial here. Go buy it today, everybody. You can find it online. Well, evidently that, I guess her being an advisor to the president, I guess, I don't know, not allowed to make commercials or... I don't know what the real total violation is, but of course, you know, the Democrats, they found a violation and now they're all over it. Well, Press Secretary Sean Spicer said that Conway had been counseled on her remarks and blah, 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 blah. Kellyanne Conway, she's like, I'm so proud of, you know, the way Donald Trump, you know, treated me. And what was her exact quote here? Let's see if I can find it. I am just really happy that I spent a lot of time with the President of the United States this afternoon and that he supports me 100%. All I can say to women, American women, at some point in your life, you ought to have a boss who treated me the way that the President of the United States treated me today. So probably more than likely Donald Trump said, this is a bunch of crap. But yeah, you know, Kellyanne, you can't say that because it goes against, you know, some 1799 Logan Act. So don't do it anymore. You're still an advisor. It's not a big deal. We love you. Blah, blah, blah. This is all a bunch of crap. And go back to work. Probably more than likely what happened. And rightly so. Well, the Democrats, they want an investigation, man. Excuse me. I'm over here choking to death. I mean, this... evidently, Democrats had written a letter and was released by the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. And they tweeted out that Conway committed a clear violation when she urged viewers to buy from Ivanka's clothing line after it had been dropped by Nordstrom. The letter says there is, in quotations, strong reason to believe that Ms. Conway has violated the standards of conduct and that disciplinary action is warranted. Well, what should they do to her? What should they do to her? Bend her over and paddle her bottom until it's blue? What disciplinary action? What should they do to her? Whip her? What should they do? Pull her nails out with a pair of pliers? What? What disciplinary action? Fine her? Strong reason to believe. Well, wait a minute. Strong reason to believe is not having evidence. See, this is what I can't stand about the Democrats. Well, we have strong reason to believe. Yeah, but do you know for a fact? Well, we believe. Yeah, but do you have a fact? Well, we believe. And that's all that matters. Well, all right. They don't have facts. So they write this letter. And the Office of Government Ethics says it has not received any notification of any disciplinary action against Conway by the White House. And consequently, says that it recommends that the White House investigate Ms. Conway's actions and consider taking disciplinary action against her. So they want the White House, I guess, to sit her down, waterboard her. I mean, and disciplinary action, what could that possibly be? What do they want? What are these people looking for? How about all the violations that came out of the Obama administration? How come we didn't hear the Democrats complaining then? And what violation? Okay, she's not supposed to say it. Okay, fine. Let her know you can't say it. No harm, no foul. She was saying that, hey, look, Nordstrom's being, a bunch of dicks. They took her line out of their stores. Because I guess they're upset that their candidate didn't win, so they're going to pull the daughter of the candidate and we're going to pull her line out. I guess that's supposed to make a statement. Am I supposed to be impressed? Am I supposed to now go to Nordstrom's because they did this? I'm supposed to buy more stuff at Nordstrom's? Nordstrom's, you really think that you're going to get more business now? They can't. What? You're not. What? You're not going to get more business. And what does that say? It says you're a baby or a spoiled brat, a sore loser. Shows you have no integrity. Shows your immaturity, your insecurity. That's what that shows. That's what that is. Good God. Investigate. The White House must investigate this, and they must punish her. Send her to the Iron Maiden. Arr! Oh, my Lord. The letter was sent to President Trump's Deputy White House Counsel, Susan Passantino. I can never pronounce that name. Passantino. And copied to the White House Counsel, Don McGahn. I went to Chaffetz and Cummings and... Oh, my God. And then they sent it to the Oversight Committee, which referred the case to the Office of Government Ethics. So they got all this government manpower, taxpayer dollars, going into investigating this. This is something worthy of investigation? What the hell are you investigating? What did she do? Huh? I mean, did she break into a hotel and steal some Democratic papers? What did she do? Well, she told people to, you know, basically tell Nordstrom's to go to hell and go out and buy her stuff. Okay, might have been a violation of God only knows what. But, I mean, again, this is like with this Flynn. This is a nothing burger here. It's a nothing dog. We got nothing here. Where's the weenie? Where is it? I mean, these people are, I mean, look, if you're going to go after somebody, have a legitimate reason. Just because you don't like their shoes, or you don't like the way they dress, or, you know, they weren't your candidate that won. I mean, we don't know how to win in this country, and we don't know how to lose in this country. Not everybody can be a winner. But the Democrats think that they must win every single election. And if they don't, well, then there's got to be an investigation and we got to protest because we didn't win. We got to start fires, start riots, throw bricks and rocks, loot. And the media, oh, well, they're just mostly peaceful. And there's a couple of out there that, you know, they got a little excited. You know, they're extreme. They're not the real people that are out there. Really, they're not. They're the only people that you see out there. So what are you talking about? Oh, my God. Here's the story. Only got a few minutes, but... I mean, I read this today, and I was like... I'm just embarrassed to be a human being anymore. I mean, it is that bad. Listen to this. It students at Elizabethtown College, which is Pennsylvania, this month are wearing white pins in the shape of puzzle pieces to remind them of their white privilege. Well, if you have this white privilege, well, you don't really exactly need to be reminded of it. Every time you get into your Rolls Royce and fly out in your helicopter to school and eating, you know, gold-plated sandwiches, pretty much going to remind you that you got white privilege, whatever the hell that is. I could use a little. If anybody out there got some extra white privilege, you know, send it over my way. I could use a little. Well, the campaign was launched over the weekend by the Elizabethtown College Democrats. Oh, God. Who say it aims to make students at the small and private liberal arts college. Liberal arts, first of all, it's a bunch of crap. A small and private, it's private, meaning you got to be a mucky muck in order to get in there. You got to be one of these. But if you're one of those, oh, you can't come in here. You're one of those. You're not one of these. Boo, go away, you snow. Move it, go away. Flee. But this is the party who claims to be all-inclusive, but they go to private colleges. As long as a little does it, it's okay. But if somebody else does it, you son of a bitch, we're going to get you. They claim it takes aim to make students at the small and private liberal arts college in Pennsylvania more introspective about issues of race. Introspective of issues of race, especially in their predominantly white region of Lancaster County. Well, if you're so worried about this, you know, because you live in a predominantly white neighborhood, why don't you move in a predominantly black neighborhood? Or why don't you have some black people move into your neighborhood? Why don't you do that? Oh, no, we can't have that. Oh, no, we don't want them living here next to us. No, we want them living in the country. They can live here. They just can't live next to me. They can live next to you. Just can't live next to me. Like all these illegal aliens. Oh, they're fine to come on over. Yeah, we live in a sanctuary city, and we welcome there as long as they don't live near me. Discussions about race are often perceived as being only open to people of color, but I think it is just as important for white people to partake in conversations about race. This was said by Eileen Ida, who is the president of the College Democrats. She's an idiot. Eileen Ida said white people are continually allowing for a societal system of oppression. What? A societal system of oppression to occur unless they work against it. What the hell is she talking about? Let's try this again. What the hell? White people are continually allowing for a societal system of oppression to occur unless they work against it. What is she? I don't understand what that means. The white puzzle piece represents racial struggles of all sorts. What racial racial struggles. What the hell are these people talking about? A societal system of oppression to occur unless they work against it. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I mean, I'm not a stupid man, but I mean, my God, this is just dumb. What are these? They're trying to fight a war, first of all, that doesn't even exist. Let me tell you something, black people. White people are not out to get you. Trust me. We're not out to put you back in the plantations. We're not looking to hang you from trees. We're not out to get you. We're not at war with you, but for whatever reason, you people seem to think that you're at war with us. Well, I don't know why. We're not at war with you. Let it go. No matter how accepting someone is, that doesn't stop them from being part of a system based on centuries of inequality. Oh, my God. These people have lost their faith. They're out of their damn minds. I asked if all white students are privileged, and Eileen Ida responded, yes. All white students are privileged. Yes, absolutely. Every damn one of them. Again, some of you overprivileged white people, why don't you send a little bit of that privilege my way? But clarified that she doesn't think all whites are, what the hell, where is this? Socioeconomically privileged. What? Socioeconomically privileged. Well, isn't that what white privilege is? I mean, what are they talking about? Well, evidently she also declined to cite actual specific examples of white privilege. Well, of course, because they don't have any. They don't know what it is. It's just a term that they use. Oh, white privilege, white privilege, white privilege. Well, what does that mean? It means you're white and everything goes your way. And if you're black, everything doesn't. Well, again, I could use a little white privilege because I haven't had a whole hell of a lot go my way in a long time. So kiss my ass. She also clarified that it's not just white students who can wear the pins, that students of all races should take part to start a campus-wide discussion that crosses racial divides. What discussion? What are you talking about? What are you going to talk about? Huh? Black people going to, you know, teach you how to cook soul food? And you're going to teach black people how to, what, cook a frozen pizza? What? A campus-wide discussion. What? A discussion with what that crosses racial divides? What are you talking about? What does that mean, cross racial divides? What are they talking about? They use these such general terms. I mean, I have no idea what they're referring to. What do they mean? Be specific. They're not specific. They don't want to be specific because they can't be. And if they are specific, well, then they're not going to have very much. And then after you get done berating them, asking them to be specific too many times, and they feel, well, threatened that they've lost the argument, so now they just blame me as a racist. You're a racist. All right, that's it. You're a racist. Conversation's over. You're a racist. I win. Go home. I believe that this inherent white privilege can be seen in the day-to-day life of people of color versus the day-to-day life of white people. This Eileen Ida, girl, you are messed up. You understand me, sweetheart? You're messed up. Your poor parents cannot be proud of you. You're an embarrassment. Most people of color don't have a choice but to consider how their race affects their life on a daily basis. This is not true for most white people.
In the hell?
I mean, where, what in the, my God, people. Okay, now there were some problems, you know, there were some problems in the 50s and the 60s, you know, with black people in certain areas of the country, but, you know, we've kind of grown from that. We don't live that way anymore. We don't think that way anymore. we're just not that way anymore. So maybe you people can understand that the war was fought and won, and you don't need to keep fighting a war that you already won. These are white people. And you see those idiot white people wearing these t-shirts say, "I'm sorry," and they put themselves in, like, you know, like these shackles at the head and their wrists and, you know, in the wood. Idiots. According to the campaign's official, this is a campaign now. There's a big campaign they got set up, and they got a Facebook account and everything, of wearing these white puzzle-shaped pins. Why are they in the shape of a puzzle? I don't know. Maybe because their brain is puzzling. It's just a piece of a puzzle. They don't have the rest of it. They just got one piece. According to the campaign's official Facebook page, the project is similar to one started by a Lutheran pastor who made a commitment to wear a white puzzle pin every day for a year to force himself to think about her white privilege and the impact white privilege has on people of color. Well, again, this white privilege don't have any. So I don't know how to talk about white privilege. But evidently, I was born with it.
All right.
The Elizabethtown College Democrats forces everybody to think about racial issues people face daily. The campaign is slated to last through the month and beyond. God, these people will do anything for their 15 minutes of fame, won't they? I mean, what do these students think that they're going to accomplish? Do they really, really, really think that this is going to solve, I guess, racial divides? What racial divides? Black people, white people cohabitate in this country all the time? I live in a very diverse neighborhood. We got Filipinos, we got blacks, we got whites, we got Indians from India. We got somebody from Middle East somewhere. I don't know where the hell he's from. He's a jerk. We got people all, I mean, it's a pretty diverse neighborhood. Nobody seems to give a damn. People are just people. I mean, I don't see all this racial tension and all this racial divide. I don't see it, and I certainly don't see it in the white community. There's a lot of white people being white and all. I don't know any of these people that are all this racially divisive. I don't know who these people are and where they are. They're not my friends, and they're not people I associate with. Not anybody I've met, unless maybe I met him and they didn't tell me, "Hey, yeah, I'm Johnny. I'm a white supremacist." I don't know. I don't know what's going on anymore, man. The human race is a mess. We're a mess. We got so many damn problems. But, I mean, some of this stuff, I mean, students, come on. You're really going to, I mean, this pit of this white privilege, okay, stop. Okay, you're there at college to learn. You're not there to make a statement. Because, first of all, you're not old enough. You haven't lived long enough. You haven't lived long enough to really understand the strife. You haven't lived long enough, so shut up. You're not impressing anybody. Go back to the classroom. When you're out of your classroom, you go into your dorm or you go to the library, you do your homework. That's what you do. You don't walk around with these stupid pins and your white supremacist or your white privilege crap. You're not impressing anybody. You're not accomplishing anything, but just making yourself look like a total buffoon. Well, that's about all we got here tonight. My throat's killing me. About to lose my voice. But I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. I know we had Jeremy in here for a while. We had other people listening on their smartphones. That's the people in the chat room. So I want to thank everybody that listened live tonight. Those that are going to be listening in archive, I really want to thank you guys for listening. Make sure you support my other good friends on Blog Talk Radio. From the Global Patriot Network, we have my good friend Vito Esposito on for Monday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Then on Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m., my first mate, Kel Frizzy. We've got Annie from Southern Sense. She's got her own show. We got my girlfriend, Audrey Russo, which is on Real Talk. I think she's on Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. There's a lot of good people on Blog Talk Radio, News Without Filters. Raquel Oikiai, she comes on this show. She guest hosts on this show on the weekend sometimes. Check her out, News Without Filters. Also, Rudy Orr, he's got one, News Without Lies. Check these people out. This is where you're getting the real news. It's right here on Blog Talk Radio. You don't get the news in the news. But you get it right here because we are real people talking about real issues. And that's the real news. We are the news. Plain and simple, we are the news. So I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. We'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody! You feel that?